Welcome to the Great People Podcast, episode 9.
Welcome to the Great People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Great People Podcast. This is episode 9. Thank you for joining us again another week for another fun episode. So today we got Sean and Jana, a special guest. So it's me and Reyna. Sebastian's not here today. He had to take another trip to visit his other family in Vegas. Today we're going to talk about compliments. And we're going to talk about, how people take compliments. Some people expect them. Some people don't take them very well. We're just going to talk a little bit about that, but you guys want to say hello? Say what's up, Janet.
Hi, everybody.
You want to say hello? I'm like, I almost call you Sebastian.
Ding. Mm. I know you miss him, but hey, what's up, guys?
But yeah, so compliments. Who wants to get started?
All right. At work, when is there like a fine line from crossing over to compliments versus like flirting? Because I feel like I've been having that issue. Being that me and Randy work in the same, place, and
that's not an issue. You make it sound like it's a problem.
Who's touching you, Randy?
Nobody. So yeah, talking about compliment at work. So when does it cross a line? When is it too much? Because obviously we work together, so a lot of the stuff I may say to somebody, "Hey, I love your hair today," or "Hey, I like your dress."
That's fine.
And it's obviously just a compliment. In a way, for me, I think it's a way to try to make somebody's day beyond the fact that maybe they are wearing a nice dress or, they did something nice to their hair.
Well, on that point too, you do manage people. So it's your job to,
build them up.
Make them feel more inviting. Don't get me wrong, in my workplace, even though I'm not over people, you still want to create a good environment so everyone feels welcomed and it's more of a friendly one. But Reyna, what do you really mean by you don't like certain things you hear from in the workplace?
Oh, well, it's not really an issue.
I was just kidding. I think it crosses the line when it's something specific, like you notice a new nail polish or new earrings. I don't think it's necessarily about clothes. I think that
something more personal.
Yes. I don't know, because I notice those things. I
from a girl someone talking to a guy or a guy from a girl
both,
talking to a guy.
Both.
Or a guy?
No, because see, for me, I notice those things. Like, for example, I know certain girls at work that do specifically like to go get their nails done. So I do notice them. Like, oh, those are shiny. Those are brand new. You know what I mean?
But would you notice if I painted my nails?
Yes.
Because you do it too. Acrylic or if just nail polish?
Nail polish.
Yeah, see, that's different. If you did like acrylic and you went and got a crazy I'll probably notice that. But obviously, like when you go from a red to a pink, I don't know if I would notice that on anybody.
Yeah,
flashy nails on fleek.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, I'm a pretty attentive person. Mm. Not on purpose. Mm-hmm. It's just what I am.
Yeah.
So I notice things all around.
So you see what's happening here, Sean? It's our fault that we pay attention to things.
No. It's your fault that you pay attention to the wrong things. Because I think I would have a problem with it if you leave the house and you don't compliment me, but then you go complimenting other people at work. Then that's kind of fucked up.
But then we go.
Randy's always complimenting you.
Who has the ring on the finger?
Exactly. Yeah. We go back to, still, I bought you a house.
So just because we're married, it means that I don't get a daily compliment. I don't get like, oh, you look beautiful today. ¿Se acabó?
¿Qué más quieres?
Yeah.
¿Cómo que qué más quiero? Que mantenga el amor vivo, por favor.
No, but obviously, I think like Sean says, there's a difference. Like for me, and as much as I can tell you, a lot of the times I do mean it when I tell people, hey, I like your dress. Hey, I like your hair. Because I do notice those things, and I do want to make him feel appreciated in that sense. And like Sean says, maybe, I don't know if it's part of me just trying to uplift people at work or whatever it is. It may be embedded in me to want to do that.
I think it has a lot to do with your Caribbean heritage, that you guys are like that way.
And we are. Like, honestly, people in
the
art.
And I feel like other cultures take it the wrong way, and they take it very seriously. Like, oh, he really noticed my hair today. Let me do my hair this way.
In the art, we will, be in the corner.
The
somebody
most,
walk by.
Yes, the most.
Rubia. Damn, te vi, te cambiaste el pelo. We noticed, oh, damn, you changed your hair. But it's just because we are almost, flirty to that extent.
So that brings me to my next point.
Wait,
so does Reyna not know that?
Yeah.
And is it not like that for your culture? I would say you should take that the same way.
Go ahead.
I feel like it is a similar, culture-wise. But I just feel like, I guess in a personal thing, when I'm in a relationship and now that I'm married, I'm just like, any other person, like any other guy could tell me something and I'm just like, cool, thanks. But at some point it even feels like uncomfortable, honestly. Like if some guy from work is like, oh, I love your hair. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess, thanks.
Well, that's a cool thing. I mean, obviously, like...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at least where I grew up and everything, we... I wouldn't say went out of our way to compliment, but if we saw something we really liked, we'd be like, hey, this, this, and this. Just want to let you know.
You're killing it. You know, do you...
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of a culture thing.
Yeah. So, now you talk about the culture thing. Like, what's a compliment? What's too much, I guess, from, you know... your Mexican culture, I guess. Like, if someone came up to you at work...
A compliment in itself.
In general.
When I receive a compliment...
You're like, you're doing too much.
Now that I've been with Sean, you know, being Puerto Rican, even before that, like, not that I dated others, but that I would see them, a lot of compliments were being given, like, any type of flirting. I just took it as, like, oh, they're flirting. So I guess even now with Sean, because he compliments me so much, I just kind of take it as, like, oh...
You're just trying to get in my
what
pants.
What he does. Like, no, that's what you guys all do,
there
though.
Ain't no trying.
Yeah. It seems like we have the opposite problem, though, because Randy rarely compliments. And that's the thing. Like,
and we talked about
from
that.
The very beginning, Randy never was the type of person to be very, like, lovey-dovey. So I'm kind of used to it. But then if he goes to work and he's, like, telling other people, hey, you look pretty, or hey, I love your hair, I'm just like, damn.
You think he's just trying to get that survey, though, for that bonus?
Probably. That
that survey, but
For you, right now, that money for you, though.
No, obviously, like, I think in general, like...
But I'm not a jealous person, so I guess it doesn't bother me to that extent, but it does make me feel like, dang, like, can I get a compliment, too?
You don't like people talking to him? You don't like him
when
talking
did I say
to
that?
So...
You can ask anybody at work.
No,
I'm the cool one.
And this is what... What I'm saying is, in general, like, for me, like, at work, I can tell a lot of those compliments don't really mean that much to me. You know, it's just like, hey, I like your dress. I just want to let you know you got a nice dress.
Because you're
Dominican. That's all of it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. For me, like, and again, maybe in the romantic side, I'm not very cheesy in that sense. I don't try to, like, oh, I love you so much. Oh, my God, you're, like, the best in this.
That's exactly how I see you guys.
Right? So, like, for me, I almost feel like if I'm going to tell my wife, hey, you look beautiful today, it's not just because you're, just to say, like, I feel like at that point it's got all that emotional thing. And I'm not like that on that. Like, every day I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, your eyes light up my day today. You're so beautiful. I'm not that type. So.
Reina's like, eso es lo que quiero.
I know. But that's what I'm saying.
That's my love language. My love languages is pretty much like, what is it, attention?
And then that Dominican Spanish, though. Isn't that what you want?
Yeah.
Que no te dan.
Nunca me hablas así.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But like Reina said, I'm not going out of my way. It's just at the moment, if I see it, it's like, okay, keep doing your thing. Just to see the spirits lifted in a way and just going from there. It's not like I'm trying to jump in everyone's pants.
But how would you feel if somebody complimented Janet in front of you?
In front of me? Now that's where the disrespect.
When did it happen?
Was I not supposed to say that?
All right, so now you're going to tell us about that. What happened?
Can you tell the story?
It happened a couple times.
Me.
Damn.
And you didn't mean there was one that was super awkward.
I don't remember these.
Well, the thing is, for Janet, she just said that any kind of compliment is too much.
Yeah,
someone
like,
maybe they're like, I like your ketchup.
Like, what did he do? Like, hey, excuse me, can I please
nice
get
shoes.
Ahead in the line? Like, what? Like,
no, it was like something about like a cashier. And then I was standing there with Sean and I was like giving him like a membership. It was probably at Costco or something like that. And the guy, like, straight up, like, grabbed my hand and just started having, like, a conversation with me. And I was like,
what's the game? Oh, hey, honey, I love you.
He was not.
Okay. Well, no, believe you and me. If I saw your hand being held.
No, my hand was not being held.
Okay, well, you made it kind of sound like someone was holding your hand while having a conversation with you.
No.
I think I would have a problem with that.
This is what happened. She was giving the card and there was... some difficulty in exchanging the card. And
see,
that
I don't remember that. Maybe because I saw it or, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, right now.
I don't remember a time where a person in front of me and you are sitting here like, dang, girl, you're looking good. Keep killing it. I don't remember.
Well,
not
so
that you don't
awkward.
Deserve it. Not
that
you don't deserve
too,
it.
That was too, I think, like in Vegas, too, that happened. Like, and it was just super awkward.
But
you're like, you're over there just getting checked
there,
out.
And it happened. What would you do? Something simple. Hey,
well, no, it depends because at the end of the day, like I said, I come from a place where everyone's always getting holler at. So you can't
hashtag the hollers.
You can't get mad.
So I can't go out there and fight everybody.
That's why I feel like it's you guys that do all those compliments. So it's funny that you talk about that,
but like Reina is Puerto Rican, right? I'm Dominican, and it's very close culture wise. But when we went to the R, we got to a, like one. We got in the motoconcho, which is like a motorcycle taxi type of thing, and the guy was flirting with her, and then she felt scared for my life.
He's trying to get those papeles.
She felt like, oh, this guy's probably gonna rape me. I'm like, no, they're just super flirty. And then we get to where we were going, and like the people around there that I grew up with, like people that I saw around the neighborhood, they were like, yo, like I'm gonna take your girl. I'm like, yo, nigga, shut up.
Yeah, but it's just what it is. They were talking about me, and Randy just let that conversation happen.
No, but that's like,
how are you not aware? You guys speak Spanish so fast.
Yeah, but I was just wasn't. I mean, no, they said some slang and some stuff, and I'm just.
They were saying some things like, "Yo, I'm gonna keep this." Like this blonde's not leaving here today.
Yeah, blonde. Reina's not blonde.
But in DR, obviously, because everybody's more in the like mulatto side of things, like anybody with like light skin, like Reina, it stands out, and they call you like blondie or whatever. Just. Kind of like almost in a flirty way as well, but then that's what would happen. They're like, "Oh, like
out here with them curls in DR though."
I know, but they were saying things like, "We're gonna keep her here," and I'm laughing because I'm like, "Yo, shut up!" And I know you don't. I know they don't mean it like, "Yo, I'm gonna take your girl." No, they just we grew up together. I know you're just shooting fucking jokes around.
I don't know. I mean. In the area I'm talking about is like they probably will try to keep your girl.
No, I don't know.
So, I mean, if they can, they will. But see, that's my thing. That's why I don't get heated.
I can't get upset because I know.
Well, this is about people I don't even know. Like I'm talking about strangers on the block, whatever. They're gonna be catcalling. Of course, right?
Or but if it's somebody that you knew, what would you do?
No, well, it's different. It's kind of crazy. I just blow it off. But there's a line, and if it gets crossed, then. Well, I don't have no problem meeting at the line.
Exactly, because
luckily, your friends aren't creeps, babe.
Yeah, that's always helpful. I don't like to surround myself with creeps. Really is.
No Garys.
But let's say we're walking down New York, and all of a sudden, you know, some guy hollering, I'm gonna let it slide because it is what. But if it's like in my face or in her face, and it's like okay, then we go a step further.
Because I think, like you said, there's a line, and I think it happens the same at work or outside. There's lines and everything, right? Outside of work, there's no HR to worry about, so some things are gonna be a little bit more foul, but it still gets swept under the rug as like, oh, you're just fucking around, like it's whatever. But at work, obviously, you can cross that line when you start talking about physical things, like yo, like your ass is looking nice today. Yeah, all right, my nigga, like
that's too much.
Exactly. So I think there's a line.
I think Janet was complimented at the grocery store, and I was around a guy was probably like, oh, hey, excuse me, you're in my way. And she's like, oh, he checked me out because he saw me in his way.
I don't know, it's only Caribbean people, not other cultures.
Babe, he asked me to move. I can't believe he was checking me out.
I can't believe he saw me.
No one wants me.
Okay, well.
No, but anyway, so now let's talk about people that expect every compliment, right? There's people that straight up get offended if you don't realize that they're wearing nice shoes. If you don't realize that they changed their hair, like, damn.
I met a few.
Yeah, we're supposed to be cool, and you can't even compliment my new hair. And you're like, damn, bitch, like, let me compliment you when I notice it. You know, it's like.
Or when it's a person you barely, you know. Let's say a person you work with or that works in the same company, and all of a sudden they did something different, and then they bring it up to you. Like, I barely know your name.
It's different with girls, though. We compliment each other a lot.
Yeah. It's kind of like a conversation starter, like to break the ice.
Oh, your hair looks cute today.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say this in general.
No, I try to mean everything I say. Or I just don't say nothing. Like with babies, only if they're cute babies, I'm like, it's a cute baby.
Oh, that's true. No, but let me ask you this, right? Because like you say, you guys or us girls.
No compliments for babies over here.
Exactly. No, I think most babies are ugly, to be on the real. That's another topic for another day. There's some cute looking babies. Like someone at work just had a baby.
Like your nephew.
Someone at work, Inez, just had a baby, and that baby is actually a very good looking baby. Not because he's half Dominican, but a very good looking baby.
Oh, okay.
Like, no, for real. No, but you know, there's ugly babies out there, and I'm like, those I just don't comment. I don't say like, oh, right? Cute baby. I just like, oh, like, congratulations on your baby. You won't see me be like, no, he's so
congratulations
cute.
I don't say congratulations. I say good luck.
Good luck. No, but I'm saying that's a topic for another day. But, you know, t- talking about that, you guys say, hey, you compliment each other just to start a conversation. What's so different in a workplace from a guy starting a conversation with a compliment? Hey, I like your hair.
I don't compliment men to start.
But you just said a minute ago that
you're like, unless you're wearing like a nice shirt.
Then what's the difference?
It's a nice shirt.
What do you mean? Why are you noticing the
shirt? If you compliment a man.
I'm thinking of like Sebastian when we were in Vegas last time when I was like, oh, it's a nice shirt. And you guys made your little.
I don't remember one shirt he wore that was nice.
It was nice.
It's like Sebastian got no nice shirt.
You know, Sebastian's not here, so I'm going to defend him. He dresses nice.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying he's a bad dresser. That's just one point. You know, all of a sudden, Janet don't compliment nobody. All of a sudden, she wants to compliment.
Also, now you get it. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That's what this is. I think that's the culture. I think that's
No, no, what I'm saying is, you don't do it then. All of a sudden, you start. Oh. What's going on here?
Oh, okay. I can't change.
We're going to ask some questions.
There's some questions off air for sure.
No, but I don't know. For me, I think like in the workplace, yeah, of course, guys and girls are always going to be different.
I think it's different for you because you're a boss.
No, but exactly.
Would you be like complimenting?
I used to compliment people all the time.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not going to be like, oh damn, girl, your ass look good in them jeans.
Exactly. That's too much.
Oh, did you get new pants? Those are nice.
Oh, two different things. No, I know you like ass. I would feel some type of way. It would be like Randy. Oh, is that a new top? And it's like cleavage all out, titties out, with some girl.
What? I mean,
I do like the
top. I feel some type of way. I ain't even with Randy. I'd be like, Marina.
No, but, okay. So talking about...
Oh my gosh, like the supervisor thing.
What supervisor thing? Remember?
Someone told me that Randy was out with some chick, and I was like, what?
I was talking to her the other day, and I told her. I'm like, Jocelyn... Like somebody saw you
and
at
I was
Costco,
like, who is this?
And I got called.
Yeah, as my job responsibilities, I have to go shopping sometimes for snacks. And someone saw
like,
me out there. And Raina found out about it, but then it's
nothing. Through me. Someone told me.
Like I was snooping or something. I was just called, okay?
No, but anyway, that was funny. All right, so at work, what's maybe the worst thing that you've seen someone do to try to get a compliment or where you feel like they're doing too much, they're doing the most?
They leave the tag on the clothes. I feel like that was a lot and I'm just full.
But you think that was intentional?
No, yeah, that was intentional.
A workplace.
Yeah, workplace. Were they trying to return the next day?
Unless you work at school.
No. I work from home now.
Oh, I know.
She's like, I'm homeschooled.
No, I know.
No, so I work. Or, you know, your previous job. So. Mm-hmm.
That's a weird question, dude.
No,
I feel like people
is?
Would just throw things out there. Like, oh, I just went. So-and-so has spent all this money.
I just came back from Hawaii.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, that's nice.
Congrats on your wedding. I didn't ask you.
Or when they go on vacation, they want you to ask them about how their vacation was.
That's true. I think for me, the biggest thing I think people do, and it comes mainly from girls, but it's when they try too hard with the provocative stuff. And for me, that becomes an HR thing because then I got to talk to you like, yo,
but
like,
I
you're showing too much.
But I think that's because you a boss. I don't feel like girls should be trying to like sleep with guys that make the same money as them at work. I don't see the
you're on my same page,
right?
We can't.
Right.
No, but you know, you just try. I don't think
anybody should try to be sleeping with you at all.
I think they try to. I don't think it's obviously in that reason.
But
I don't
you
think
know, there's all these hotels there. You know, at your job, there's all these hotels around.
You guys
at
talk
least.
About
it could
like
be at a hotel, not in the kitchen.
You guys
you know,
talk about
cafeteria.
Like my desk is the center desk, and everybody just tries to impress me. That's not how things work.
I don't know. I never went upstairs.
No, but what I'm saying is like you do see it, and obviously they do it for themselves in a way, but they also do it for. I mean, they may have a crush at work that they're trying to impress. And I feel like they do too much sometimes. Maybe what do you call it? Not V-neck.
Titties out?
The cleavage? The cleavage is too much, and it's like, yo, you're trying too hard. Or maybe
some people just can't help it, babe.
Or the skirts are like
me.
Anything that I wear
looks like I have cleavage.
No, but that's different. Like, you know, because of course some people are going to show a little.
That's different.
No, someone going to show a little, and that's okay in a sense, but obviously when you know when someone's trying too hard. I don't think there's, like, rocket science here.
No,
I think
somebody's, like, bending over.
Oh, my gosh.
You mean like
when
thong,
girls
thong
don't
straps
have butts,
on the hips?
And they be, like,
yeah, that.
Breaking their back?
Like, you can hear the snap from the thong?
A skirt
does
all the...
Where are you hearing all these snapping thongs from?
And it sounds like... Snap, 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 snap.
No, but you have the skirts that are too short. You have the thighs or leggings or whatever that are too much.
All right, so what's the worst compliment you've received, Janet?
I can't think of anything.
like a bad compliment. You said any compliment.
Like a weird compliment. I've always been complimented. Well, before I chipped my tooth, people were complimenting my teeth all the time. They're like, oh, you have nice teeth, a pretty smile. And I'm like, thanks. Is that the only thing? It was like, so sad. I'm like, how about my eyes?
Oh my gosh, I just thought of something. I remember it was like, I was with a group of friends, and this was like back in the day, and it was, I think it was like a bunch of guys, and it was just like a couple girls there, and one of the girls started saying, hey, like, do you guys find us hot, or something like that, and we were like, why are you asking them? Like, I don't care about them, obviously we're friends, like,
yeah,
you know, and it was something to the point where one of them was like, oh, I really like your face, like, to one of the girls, to me, yes. One of the guys was like, oh, I really like your face. And I was like, okay, I didn't even ask. And I was just like, whatever, yeah. You know? And then later on, like, another guy came, and he said,
look at her face.
It's like, scary face.
Wait. So one of the guys complimented one of the girls and said, oh, you have beautiful eyes. Like, that was mm-hmm. only compliment to her. And then one of the guys to me was like, oh, you have a really pretty face. And then another guy came and he was like, oh, well, at least they said your face, like, not just your eyes. And we were just like, okay, because you guys are so good looking. But yeah, I think that was it.
I don't think it goes as like weird compliments, but I can tell, and this is probably for anybody that's got curly hair or any kind of ethnic look. But when people come up to you and they're like, oh my God, I love your hair.
I love curly hair.
It's so ethnic. I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, because I've heard that, you know, because it's cool if people are like, oh, I love your curly hair, and they want to play with it. I don't mind that. And I've had it enough where people are like, oh my God, your curls, they're so cool. Like, can I, you know, and
who's
like,
molesting your head like that,
right?
I know.
A lot of people.
I understand where Raina's coming from.
No. A lot of people. But what I'm saying is, especially when I have really long hair.
I feel like I kind of molest Raina's hair, but I don't, it's not that type of molestation.
But, you know, that's going to be the, that's going to be the craziest, well, not the craziest, but like the weirdest compliment.
Like they just come
compliment.
And like massage your scalp type
no,
of thing?
No, not that, but when they make it almost uncomfortable, where they're like, oh, your hair is so ethnic. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
It feels like they go and like pull your hair.
Exactly, different from the white plane. Non-straight. It's just, you know, that's weird to me because I feel like you're going out of your way to make it clear that I'm different.
I beg, no, bitch, I still think you're racist.
Which I am
no,
different.
No, I don't think
which
they
I am
take
different.
It like that
I'm
because
shit.
I like curly hair. But I won't, like, go and, like, grab someone's
but
hair.
But would you tell somebody?
I will call them a curly hair hoe.
Yeah.
But I love curly
she
hair.
Has done
it's because I want curly hair.
No, but would you tell somebody, like, oh, my God, like, your hair is so, like, Asian. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, I wouldn't. I don't.
Hold on.
Did you say
Haitian or Asian?
Regardless, you know, I said Asian, but
I don't say it in a discriminatory manner.
No, but that's what I'm saying. When they say it, like, your hair is it's so ethnic.
Yeah.
I feel like you made it weird. You could have been like, I love your curly hair. That would have been great.
Yeah.
You want to play me with my hair? Go ahead.
Agree.
I don't mind. But just like when you go out of your
way
to make
it. Was this before or after marriage?
It
like,
still happens all the
hair?
Time. Oh, they still play with my hair today.
Oh.
With your ethnic hair?
Close friends at work. Fabian does it.
He's like, I love your Haitian hair.
Fabian's awesome, though.
He is awesome. No, but for real. So, all right. So, what else are we going to talk about?
I'm sure, like, the best compliment you've received is probably, like, oh, you're such a good dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I would always hear those compliments going
it's
to Randy.
Oh,
back in the day.
There's some good compliments that can't be said on there apparently anymore. So
What is it?
He said,
I can edit
it.
We can see.
Is it by the car? What is it? By the car?
I never did nothing by the cars.
By the field. Behind the car.
It was a church apparently.
I wasn't there. Yeah. I heard.
All right. Leave us in the comments. We want to hear what are the craziest comments.
We should compliment each other.
Oh, I love your hair.
But I really do love Raina's hair though. Like,
so,
I
like,
want
sad.
It.
No, but all right, guys. No, but for reals, I want to see what you guys have heard us, like, compliments, maybe weird compliments. Leave it in the comments. What are some cool compliments? What's crossing the line? Anything like that. We want to hear what you guys think about the topic as well. Let us know below. So for our next segment, we're going to do what we call the 3-2-1. And for those of you guys that are new to the podcast, what it is each of us are going to talk about one thing that we felt was the most impactful thing just that we saw this week, whether it was something that surprised us, something that we thought was cool, something that we thought was disgusting, and we just want to bring it up so people avoid it. I don't know, something that was like, damn, I can't believe that happened this week. So I'll get it started, and that way you guys can think about what you're going to talk about next. But one thing for me that was impactful was just all this, like, again, out of, like, nowhere, everybody talking so much about the Kardashians, and I don't give a crap about the Kardashians, but just for me, I just, like, man, like, is this going to be relevant forever? Like, it made me think, like, am I going to be 49, and we got to worry about what Kim did, and what Khloe did now, and just whoever, you know.
What the casket looks like.
Exactly, like, it just, for me, I'm like, yo, can we just be over with that, and it just, I just don't get why they're still relevant, and it just, I don't know, for me, it was kind of, like, not from, like, hating, because I, you know, cool, you're doing your thing, you're getting money, congratulations to you, but I just don't get why, as a society, we just keep coming back to the Kardashians as if they're doing something for us. I don't know, it just, that was for me. So, my little rant moment, I guess, and something that was impactful for me this week, so, put it out there.
Something that was impactful for me was, I think it was on the Shade Room that I read something about an interview with Cardi B and why she stayed in her relationship after, I guess, being publicly cheated on or whatever. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting and also, I guess, a good trait from her end to try to work it out. Because the easy thing would be to just leave the relationship. But if, you know, if they care about each other.
I agree, Reina.
And if they want to work it out, I just don't think it's anybody else's business. And, you know, to be like, oh, like, you should leave him. Or,
oh, did you not read the rest of it?
I didn't read the whole interview, but I was just like, Everybody's just in the comments, like, making it such a negative thing. And I'm just like, let them live. Like, if these were two regular people down the street, would you really care
if they
were still...
Oh, no, Reina. She basically said that she cheated back.
Yeah. I read that part. It's like, oh, you don't know what I did type of thing. So I'm just like, just let them be. And if she wants to work it out, I feel like that's good. Because I feel like normally people nowadays just want to, I guess, give up on one thing and then just go to the next, and I don't think that's right.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think it's kind of interesting to see. Obviously, they're in the public eye, so everybody's going to have comments. Everybody's going to know what's best for them because they see it publicly. But I think
they
see
what people choose to put out there. They don't even know what's really happening.
But, you know, but everybody feels like they know what's best for Cardi B or Offset or whoever it is that she's talking about in this relationship that she decided to work out. So, cool. Next. Sean, what's one thing that was impactful for you?
All right. So, we are living in a time where we saw a basketball player do something no one has ever done. 30,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, 8,000 assists.
LeBron James.
His name
the
is
king.
LeBron James, the king of basketball.
Does he have a middle name?
I don't know. No, not that. I'm not that tied up in all that. I mean, maybe Sebastian will know. Sebastian, comment below or hit us up. No, but yeah, so it's amazing because we always want to downplay him and like he's not the best or hasn't been or, you know, we always put people ahead of him and that's fine because everyone has their own opinions and
their
you know, Michael, Kobe, you know, all these guys, but we still got to list him as one of the greats. He just did something that nobody has done. Basketball's been around for a long time for people that don't know. And he just did a record that not even Michael or Kobe or
well,
Shaq or anything.
One thing, and I think it's amazing that he did that. I do think LeBron James is one of the best players to ever play the game. So, cool.
Something that impacted a little bit of my thought process this week was an episode of Black Mirror. It's on Netflix. It was an episode about, they didn't really dive into what exactly the episode was. In Black Mirror, it's a weird show that I love, but it was something about a lady going to extreme lengths to get something for a child, and it was her and three other people. They end up all dying, and then at the very end, you find out that she was trying to get a teddy bear for the child.
Damn, that's crazy.
And it just makes you think, like, oh, it's one little thing that you give up so much for somebody, but I don't know, maybe the kid, you know, feels really good that, I mean, not happy that they died, but oh, they really went out of their way to try to help me for something so small. And
okay. So, you know, three people died trying to get this teddy bear. Was it like the last one in Earth, or like
that
was the,
that's what it seemed like? It seemed like an end of the world, like Book of Eli type of situation. Okay. And they were like going
machines.
Into a warehouse, yeah, and it was machines like hunting them down.
It's almost like a Book of Eli / Terminator type of feel to it. And just like what Jenna was saying, it was more like there was an objective. There was a
objective.
Objective, yeah.
That was trying to be met.
That was trying to be met, and they sacrificed themselves for that small little object that seemed like for the person it was going to have a big impact.
Because they don't say that until the end.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh,
yeah. So the whole time you're like,
so
what are they really trying to get? Like, are they trying to get medicine or like codes to like a nuclear
building?
And it
was like
what?
A teddy bear in a box.
Yeah.
How did they die?
Well, you have to watch
it. We gotta watch the episode tonight, Raina and Randy tonight.
Alright, so, spoiler alert.
We'll be the first ones to watch this episode.
They die. They're dead.
Everybody
watch it. They die. Even though you know they die, you don't know when they die, though.
You
know.
That's true. No, and that's the thing with Black Mirror. I feel like you can tell somebody about the episode, and then they watch it, and it's like, oh,
that's
shit.
That's not what you said.
Did you see that meme, though, that I posted with that guy, that he was in a pool, and all of a sudden there's, like, no getting out, and it's like Black Mirror.
Yeah.
I love memes.
That's crazy. No, Black Mirror is a great show. Check it out. Netflix. We may just watch an episode after this. But anyways, so those were the impactful things of our week. So comment below what are some things that were impactful to you. That way maybe we can look it up, maybe read up a little bit more about it and talk about it next time. But yeah, to close off the episode, Raina's going to do the people's note. And Raina's going to tell us what that is. So.
All right, guys. The people's note of today is compliment people. Magnify their strengths, not their weaknesses.
Except at work, because we can't even compliment at work, apparently.
I like that.
No, that's actually pretty good. So compliment people, and that's why you do it, to bring people up.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Well, anyways, thanks for joining us today for episode 9 of the Great People Podcast. Again, make sure you follow us on IG, Great People Podcast, on Twitter, Great PPL Podcast. Subscribe if you haven't. Comment below. Share it with your friends. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. And, yeah, if you want to be a guest, also hit us up. Let us know what are some topics you'd like to talk about. Shout out to everybody that supports the show. Shout out to Joma, who just let us know today.
Joma.
Yeah, that she's
Thanks
been
for
listening.
Your support.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Thank you for letting us know. And if you have any feedback, anything, let us know. But special shout out to everybody that supports us. And,
and a special shout out to Janet and Sean for helping us tonight.
Yeah, for sure. So
while Sebastian is having the time of his life in peace.
Anyways. But yeah, thanks everybody. Thanks for joining us. Cut.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.